You're with SBS Radio.
Kasama natin si Luke C. mula sa UNSW at si Luis Israel mula naman sa Macquarie University. Magandang araw sa inyong dalawa.
Magandang araw sa inyo.
First, let's introduce you. Luke, you are currently the president of UNSW.
So yes, I'm the president of UNSW Filipino Society and at the same time the chair of the Filipino Student Council of New South Wales.
And hi, I'm Luis. I'm the president of the Filipino Society of Macquarie University.
Bigyan muna natin sila ng background. How long has the Filipino Society of UNSW na-established na?
Officially on paper, I think from 2016. I need to double check that. But it has been going on and off for some time. I think as far as 2006. And quite recently, yung, I think 3 or 4 years, it's been quite active. I know yung past XX from Andre, and then from Jace, and then now na sa akin.
And sa Macquarie?
I think it's the same din. So the current revision is, I think they established it at the end of 2016. So it's similar with the status of UNSW.
Bakit ba mahalaga for universities to have this kind of Filipino society? Alam natin, napakaraming societies inside the universities, ano? Pero for Filipino students, bakit mahalaga to have an organized Filipino society? Luke?
So, in my opinion, may dalawa kasing student groups kaming tinitingnan. One is would be the international Filipino students na dumating dito sa Australia. The Filipino society would be like their second home. Kumbaga, it helps them adjust sa bagong buhay nila dito sa Australia. Academics, yung saan yung mga Filipino food, kung namimiss nila, company, and so on and so forth. Yung other part naman, which is we're trying to be better at, is yung i-approach yung mga local Filipino students, yung mga lumaki na dito sa Australia. Kasi dahil lumaki na sila dito, although some of them still knows the Filipino culture, yung iba, medyo nakakalimutan na or hindi lang talaga sila na exposed sa Filipino culture na yun. And ayaw naman natin na makalimutan nila yung kumbaga yung inang bayan kung saan sila nanggaling. Kasi napakahalaga nun sa bilang isang estudyante or bilang isang tao or as you become a leader at some point in the future, gusto mo, alam mo yung kumbaga yung identity mo bilang Filipino.
May dalaga ka, Luis?
Not much. Pero as for Macquarie University, it was initially established din to welcome mostly the international students kasi yun yung main composition of students we had at Macquarie before. But now we're increasingly having more domestics din, so we're opening up more to the domestic students to cater for them as well.
Alam ko napakahirap to organize a group, ano, and especially yung to have members na talagang active in terms of sa management ng organization and planning for activities. How do you deal with that?
Good question. Yung isa sa honest answer would be yung Filipino favorite saying, bahala na. Pero with UNSW becoming trimesters and everything, we try to prepare everything as early as possible before the semester. But a lot of it is really bahala na. And Filipinos are, kapag once they do something, bigay todo sila. So you'll always have one or two very active members that will lead that event and it will make it very good for what everyone.
Ganun din. So, syempre, pag, kasi konti lang mga Filipino students in each of the universities. So to lead something and manage something, mahirap din to have a time to promote and all of that. So as Luke said, may one or two or a few students na talagang may gustong tumulong, yun ang talagang we'll ask them for help to help us organize and to lead the event din.
And upcoming ay ang Palarong Pinoy. Although alam ko in the past meron ng mga palaro na ginagawa among Filipino students sa New South Wales, especially dito sa Sydney, ano. I think this one is one of the biggest na coordinated and sama-sama ang mga Filipino societies from different universities, ano. Bakit nyo naisip na gawin ito?
So actually, I personally started it from Macquarie University. I was only the events manager last year. So I told the current president back then, like, why not let's have all the universities, if we can have na magsama-sama tayo para we can all interact with each other, bonding din, and we can introduce more people to the culture of the Filipino in the olden times. Nung mga wala pang computer, ganun. Sa labas tayo naglalaro.
Paano naman na-encourage ang UNSW, Luke?
Kasi, last year na-establish yung Filipino Student Council of New South Wales, which is the alliance of Filipino societies around New South Wales. And knowing yung maganda yung vision ng Palarong Pinoy, and it's a very good opportunity to involve everyone, every Filipino in New South Wales, we just jump on the bandwagon of that very good vision and invited everyone, or at least lahat ng Filipino societies na kilala namin.
Bakit games? Bakit hindi food?
Actually, my food. Kasi hindi na mawawala na pag Filipino event, may kainan.
Laging my food.
So, syempre, laging my food, let's say, bakit laging main food? Bakit hindi naman iba? Pwede talks, pwede arts. Walang masyadong traditional Filipino games. So sabi namin, let's have one. So we started it last year. Last year lang nung una. And then it was a success. So we said, why not let's make it an annual event if it's a big thing.
That's for Macquarie at first, last year?
So last year, we actually didn't have one before, pero we started inviting everyone. So at initially, it was just Macquarie University, saka UNSW with Jace. Okay. Tapos we said, let's make it a new field event. So we invited UON and other universities that we could as well. And kahit sinong Filipino da din kung gusto nila sumali.
It doesn't matter kung university or college. Is it open to all?
We did have it mainly for university and college students. Pero sabi namin, let's have it open to all kung gusto nila sumali too. So they can experience it naman and they can have fun and all of that.
Anong mga games ang naka-line up? Luke.
So, meron yung patintero, tamaang tao, or dodgeball, agawang base. Tapos, pinasok na yung mga sipa, tumbang preso, magtanim ay dibiro, at pitik kalamansi.
Kahit tayo, hindi na natin yan nalalaro ngayon, di ba? Honestly, lalo na nung pumasok na yung sobrang high-tech generation or yung panahon ng technology. Bakit sa tingin nyo, ma-excite yung mga pupunta sa Palarong Pinoy?
As a traditional game, saka physical games din siya, so hindi technology related. I think people would have more fun. It's under the sun. You'll be active, running around. And you'll be socializing with people. And from the start, you think na hindi mo sila kilala, embarrassed ka. But then, as you play games, you'll make more friends. You'll be close to each other. And by the end of the day, that's our goal.
At syempre, pagtaas ng mga laro, may pagkain nga, ano. Alam ko yung patintero, bata pa ako. That's decades ago. Nilalaro na talaga yan. At talagang masasabi natin na yung mga binanggit ni Luke na mga games, ito talaga yung mga larong batang Pinoy. Sa mga lumaki dito, sa tingin nyo, alam nila ito? Or how would you introduce these games to them?
So actually, some of our games, there's some similarities to some Australian games din. So, it's inviting din. Example, Tamang Tao, it's just the dodgeball, pero Filipino version na din. Tapos, Patintero, there's a game that mostly primary students here, they call it Bull Rush. So, parang similar na din to them. It's inviting to them. So, if they don't know naman, we will be there to explain the mechanics, how to play the games, and all of that.
At nasabi natin yung pagkain, ano ang aabangan na pagkain sa Palarong Pinoy?
So, nako, pag hindi ito dumating, lagot kami ah. Pero, nag-order kami ng palabok, Bicol Express, lumpia, longganisa, tocino, tapas, Spanish bread, pan de coco, may sapin-sapin, di ba? Uy, sapin-sapin. At marami pang iba.
How many participants are you expecting, Luis?
So initially, since we have more universities attending this year, we actually initially estimated for at least 60 people. And so far, we think we can reach that target. So right now, we have around 40 people registered, and there is a week to go. So we can still expect more people to come and join.
At syempre, dun sa mga hindi nakakaalam, saan nila mahahanap ang details ng Palarong Pinoy?
Facebook. It's either i-check nyo lang yung mga Filipino societies that is around you, or I think if you look for the Filipino Student Council of New South Wales, makikita nyo rin yung details, yung event page doon.
syempre ito, you were aiming to do this annually. Paano pa lalong mapapabuti or mapapa-strengthen yung samahan ng mga Filipino societies from different universities para lalong magawa ito year by year?
One would be, come to this event. Kapag successful tong event na to, definitely may encourage yung mga current execs and yung mga next year na organizer to help out. Ang laki, nabanggit to ni Luis dati, iba yung pleasure, iba yung pride kapag nakita mo na naging maganda yung event na niran mo or plinano mo. So, participation would be the biggest help, I think.
Sabi nga nila, di ba, you wouldn't know unless you try. Para sa mga gaya ng ibang university, alam ko merong ibang university gaya ng UTS na bago ang Filipino society, ano yung mabibigay ninyo bilang kayo yung medyo may experience na in terms of running or sa university ninyo meron na yung mga Filipino society? Parang advice sa kanila. And also for colleges, kasi alam ko sa mga colleges, although maliliit sila, so they tend to parang nahirapan sila to really have or organize a solid society for the Filipino students.
In terms of knowledge base or information, quite recently nilaunch nung student council yung website newfil.com.au, and tinatry namin i-upload dun yung mga Filipino activities that they can organize and pati yung mga supplies kung saan nila pwedeng bilhin and so on and so forth. So that would be a thing if kunyari ang issue nyo is ano ba yung constitution, paano ba yung leadership, or paano ba yung mga, what kinds of activities can we do. We are starting to pull a knowledge base to help yung mga societies or yung mga starting out na Filipino societies out there. And yung mga, kaya din namin ginagawa tong mga collaboration events between yung mga established Filipino societies is para madali dun sa mga starting out na Filipino societies to jump on the bandwagon and, well, one, meet with the other Filipinos around New South Wales, and at the same time, makita nila yung value of why is it important or why is it good to have a Filipino society. Kasi masaya to be with fellow Filipinos, and you won't find that anywhere else kasi there's nothing like home.
Luis, being a local, alam ko na marami ding mga Filipinos, local Filipinos dito sa Australia na syempre nag-aaral din sila. How would you encourage them to really participate sa mga Filipino societies in each universities that they go to?
So actually, I know quite a few people na Filipino din, pero they're also a local, and some of them can't speak Filipino, pero they can understand it. So what we do is, like, we still ask them, join us, let's have fun. And then in the process, they learn more about the culture, and sometimes they become even more interested. So they come to even more events, they ask about what things we can do, and sometimes they can ask, like, if they want to help, they can help us. So actually, even starting in high school palang, there's when in my time, when I was in high school, there was a school called Filipino Saturday School. So I actually went to that to learn more about the Filipino culture, the language. It was part of the HSE subject, so it is considered part of your 8R if you are a local student. So you can study it as part of your curriculum and going into university.
At syempre, imbitahan natin mga nakikinig sa atin to join or participate sa Palarong Pinoy.
In association with all the Filipino society universities in New South Wales, we will be holding it at Macquarie University next Saturday, hopefully, at the Macquarie Lakeside. And we will hold the games, foods, we'll meet all the Filipino students, and much more.
And where can they register?
So as Luke said before, if you're already part of a Filipino society in your own university, just go to their Facebook page or go to the NewFil page on Facebook, and there will be a registration link on there. It's free.
Thank you so much, Luis and Luke.
Salamat din sa inyong oras.
SBS Filipino sa radio, online at mobile. Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.